Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, so this is D'Amico's first huge test. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. John Lopez wants to talk about perhaps taking him at his word. But D'Amico, right now, I want to see, and this is the first opportunity we've had, how much he can fall in love with players that perhaps have the right makeup but don't produce enough on the field. And I'm looking at three guys specifically as year two approaches. Jalen Petrie. Mm-hmm. Are do they feel okay? Now, they're visiting with a hell of a lot of safeties. I will say they're visiting with a hell of a lot of elite caliber safeties. So perhaps they're maybe looking in that area for mm-hmm. Pierce or Ward. Mm-hmm. Brevin Jordan, who, much to the joy of this show, he bounced back last year and at least made the team and established himself as a guy that has shown that he can at least make plays
right.
at the NFL level on the biggest stage. Now, do you want him to be your number two tight end? That's debatable. I would lean and say probably not.
I would say no.
Yeah. And then the back-end wide receiver, John Mechie, is a name that comes to mind. Are you proactively looking to improve in that area? I think it's going to be very interesting to see if D'Amico Ryans handles these situations as the draft approaches, which, by the way, it's 2 weeks from today, 15 days from today, the Texans will be on the clock for the first time. I do want to see how D'Amico handles this test. And look, the test isn't as simple as, hey, you got to get rid of Petrie or you fail the test. If he believes in Petrie and then mm-hmm. Petrie comes back and Petrie performs at the level that D'Amico believed that he could perform at, then that's a pass test as well. If Damian Pierce comes back and Damian Pierce establishes himself as a solid number two to Joe Mixon, then that works. And if Brevin Jordan goes out there and does his thing, then that works as well. But I do want to see how he handles these situations, because there's been coaches in the past where production has been ignored and the right kind of guy type of stuff kind of overrules what we actually see with our eyes, and it ends up negatively impacting the squad.
I'm not even sure these are three situations in which D'Amico clearly likes these guys. And you can help me out on this, you and Figgy, because the only one that I know he's been all in on, supportive, we want to see more of that, is Jalen Petrie. I mean, he said good things about Brevin Jordan. he's said good things about John Metchie, but he says good things about a lot of players, including some players that are no longer here. Like, am I wrong there? I mean, I feel like the only one that he's really been behind adamantly has been Petrie.
And that was at his opening presser.
And that was at the very opening presser. So I'm not as worried, if that's the right word, about anything like along those lines. Like kind of falling in love with a guy and being blinded by it. Like, and B. Scott is going to join us here in about 16 minutes. Like, he said, hey, seeing John Metchie catching balls out there.
What does that mean?
Kind of makes me think that he's part of their plans. Or I'm paraphrasing or whatever. He'll correct me when he gets here. No, it doesn't. Like, hey, I'm in town. Yeah, I'll go catch some balls.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And what CJ...
Good dude, let's go throw.
And what CJ Stroud thinks has nothing to do with what D'Amico thinks. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna call BS, I guess, on that.
You're going to call BS on BS?
BS on BS, yes, on Brandon Scott. So the only one that I'm really wondering about is Petrie. Like, that's one that I feel like he's been strongly in support of.
Well, they're talking to all these safeties for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're trying to figure something out. Maybe they're trying to find someone who can compliment Jalen Petrie. Maybe that's where they're going. I just don't know. I'm intrigued. I trust D'Amico Ryans 100%. There's not a coach in the league that I would rather have, but we're getting to where expectations are increasing. Challenges are going to increase. It's only going to get more difficult. You can make a case that when you're young, when you have all this salary cap space, when the expectations are low, when people are starving, that's where your job is the easiest and the more fun. But as the grind comes on, and you got to maintain the standard that you've set, that's where it gets a little bit more difficult, and that's where you feel more confident in D'Amico Ryans, and you get to see a little bit more of the battles. But those are three things.
Yeah.
Safety, tight end, back end wide receiver, keeping an eye on all of that stuff here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. His words, John Lopez, you were talking about D'Amico Ryans, the words that he has said, and whether or not we need to dive more into those 2 weeks away from the draft. What do you mean by let's listen to what D'Amico Ryans says, not necessarily what he does?
Well, he's been very, in his own way, straightforward about what they're going to do this offseason. Like, he ended the year and has since said at the Combine and other places, you know, the front seven, the defensive line, we want to upgrade, we're always looking for players there, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I think we should listen to him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, like it's in, the proof is in the proverbial pudding. Like, we need to help. We need to help our front seven. Okay, what have they done? Danielle Hunter, the tackles, Fatakasi and Danico Autry, middle linebacker. They brought in Al-Shaair. But there's one position that he hasn't addressed yet. Like, everything he said, they've done. Like, D'Amico's been honest with us. We need to help the front seven. We need to upgrade here. We got to get better up front, be able to stop the run, all that good stuff. Landry, they haven't done a damn thing with the outside linebackers. Not one. Not one thing. And let me ask you this. How do you feel about Christian Harris? Awesome. The other outside linebackers out there besides Christian Harris on this roster right now? Henry To'oto, Jake Hansen, Delshawn Phillips.
Good special teamers.
I'm starting to lean in. I've been all about Sweat.
You going backer?
I've been all about Tavondre Sweat with that first second round pick. Starting to wonder about Edgren Cooper, man, who's versatile in there. Ran a 4.45 as a linebacker at whatever he weighs, 235 or something, at his pro day. Ran a 4.5 at the combine, and he said we need help, and they've helped everywhere on the defensive front seven except outside linebacker. Is he telling us?
Nah. He ain't gonna tell us nothing.
No, I'm saying, but the way he tells us. Because he kind of spoke about it and then did it.
I think that he is kind of... I hope they don't try to fill holes. I want to just get as good of a... I truly believe they're in the draft the best player available situation.
They need an outside linebacker.
They can figure that out.
Yeah, by drafting a guy.
Get more of an impact guy.
And I'm not even Edgren Cooper, but drafting a linebacker.
Get an impact guy for me.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But at any position. And then we can just overcome some other stuff. You're not going
to
have
You're ready to run out there with To'oto and Christian Harris on the outside.
Well, I mean, they're not going to be out there most of the time. You're going to be in nickel dime a lot of the time. Like, yeah. It's not like you're going to have three linebackers all the time.
But you are.
I mean, not the majority of the time you're not.
No, but what I'm saying is showing the Bronco chase on TV. But the majority of time you are, or maybe not majority, but a lot of time you are, going to have three linebackers. You're going to have guys that are going to need to cover. Where did they get beat the most last year on some of these big runs? Right up the middle. Now, they're fixing that with the middle linebacker, but you need linebackers. You need, what do they call them? You know, just guys that can spy and stuff like that.
Well, they also didn't score enough points.
And that too.
So you got to, if you score more points, then that's less of a harmful thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can overcome it by putting more points on the board.
I'm just, like, he's telling us, why aren't we listening?
Because there's a lot of other things that you could possibly do. And, by the way, there's a lot of variables. I mean, you're sitting there at 42 right now.
Yeah.
There's so much that's going to happen between now and then.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hearing debates about, hey, do you take Fisk or do you take Kool-Aid? It's like, are they going to be there?
Yeah.
You know, this isn't 22.
Fisk is highly regarded. He's gaining steam.
Yeah. But you're talking about these guys. And I love draft coverage as much as anyone else. But when you don't have a first-round pick, you're drafted on day two and you're at the mercy of all these other squads. What? We supposed to fall in love with someone? Like, it's one thing to fall in love at 22, and I can eliminate four quarterbacks, four tackles, and I can start to lay it out. But you want to fall in love with someone at 42 or 23, I should have said?
But one thing they've also told us, both of them, not just D'Amico, but Nick Caserio.
They like something there.
There are players right there that we like.
They like something there.
There are players right there that we like. I'm wondering if he's telling us, without telling us, yeah, we're going to get an outside linebacker. That's the one spot they haven't bolstered this offseason. Everywhere else, inside, edge, middle linebacker, everywhere else in the front seven they've added, but not there.
I've gotten enough defense, man. Give me some offense, seriously.
Well, they got some offense.
Yeah, they got one guy, two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some offense. Let's score 30.
I'm just listening to the head coach.
I'm just watching the games. Well, I'm watching what happened with Baltimore.
Yeah.
Score some points.
Well, no, I get it.
Score a touchdown.
I get it.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Steven Sims be the only guy that gets in the damn end zone.
That's
what I want to see.
Yeah.
Brandon Scott, he's going to join us. Well, he is. He might be trying too hard to follow some clues.
He is.
My goodness. Lord. We got to call BS on some BS. And also, Stephon Diggs, are the Texans hiding their newest receiver? Are they making Stephon Diggs lay low? If so, what in the hell are they doing that for? Discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.